You're listening to 97.7 The Bolt. Joining me right now is a legendary singer and guitar player, best known for his association with the group The Kingsmen. He'll be performing Thursday night at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake for the annual winter dance party, along with Joey D and Little Peggy March. From The Kingsmen, it's Mike Mitchell. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's nice weather out here, just raining a little bit.
A little bit, not too bad, not too bad. Mike, like I mentioned, you're going to be playing at the Winter Dance Party. Have you been to the Surf Ballroom before? Have you played there before?
We have. We played there one time, I remember once, maybe twice, but I remember the once we played there.
And, of course, that's in tribute to Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens, who sadly lost their lives in 1959. Do you remember where you were when you heard about that?
I do. It's crazy stuff. I was in grade school. It was just absolutely crazy stuff. But we used to come through there all the time and go up to Lake Okoboji and play and mess around on the lake. Got caught on the lake a couple of times during storms. Boy, that's dangerous, but it was a lot of fun. I like Island, all the area up there.
It is. It's a very pretty area up there, absolutely.
Last time we were in Minnesota, we played a state fair with a tiger, striped tiger. Oh, yeah, we played with about everybody and everything you can imagine.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, because were you... and you've been with the Kingsmen since pretty much the beginning, right? Very beginning?
Yep, you betcha.
Wow.
That's 1959.
I mean, you're kind of coming up in the Kingsmen around the same time as, you know, Buddy Holly and Big Bopper. Did you interact with them at all?
No, never did. No, we weren't started by the time they were gone.
So tell me how the Kingsmen started, because I know it was Lynn Easton and Jack Eli. They were kind of working just by themselves for a little bit, doing parties, right?
They were, and we all went to school together, so we decided to make it a trio, and then I invited a friend, the bass player from the school, and we all started playing little shows around the high school.
So you were how old at the time? Because you said you were in grade school, right?
I got out of grade school and just went as a freshman in high school.
That's crazy.
So Buddy died in 59.
Yeah.
But he died this time of year in 59. Yeah, we didn't form the band until September.
Gotcha.
Of 59. So yeah. It was about 6-8 months later on where we got together. I love Buddy Holly stuff.
Oh.
Loved all those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great stuff. So were you covering anybody, Buddy Holly or anybody? What kind of songs were you playing when you first started?
Everybody. Everybody. Well, I was doing a bunch of Rick Nelson stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing a little country western stuff when I was a little young kid. And we were playing outside. I was playing outside. I had a little backup band. And I walked into the convention center, and Ricky Nelson was opening for Roy Rogers.
Oh, wow.
Roy Rogers was the main act, and he used to skeet shoot and had his horse there and Dale and all of that. And quite a show. But I walked by Jimmy Burton's guitar, and he burnt my ear out playing it. So I got to know those guys really well, and we worked with them a bunch. So it was a turn-on from turned me from country into rock and roll, or that style of rock and roll, anyways.
Yeah. And you guys were only playing for a few years when you did Louie Louie, and that just exploded.
We did. We had a chance. We were playing a teen nightclub, and they were big in that time.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go on this cruise. It was a rock and roll cruise, and so the owner of the club was also a disc jockey on the Real Pop station. Your Kissin' Radio. So we went down and on a 3-track machine in 45 minutes, cut 2 or 3 songs, and I think it was $36 it cost us. And we sent it off to that cruise ship job, and they replied about 2 weeks later, said it was the worst piece of garbage they'd ever heard.
Oh, wow.
So we missed the job, but we got a call from William Morris, the booking agency, which was huge back then.
Yeah.
They booked everybody. And they said, we'd like to book you on a tour. We've got interest in having you come back to the Midwest. They were out of Chicago. And I come back and play. And so we said, well, yeah. He said, we'd have to join the union. You know, I mean, gee whiz, we're making $75 a week apiece now. How are we going to beat that?
Right.
And, so anyhow, they released us from our job at the King Club, and off we went back in your area. I think it was our first job, and we played there for one night in the snow and around to Chicago and back home, and the whole band broke up. And, oh, yeah, that's fun. we kept getting calls on. We had all these shows to play, and a lot of them back east. Our record took off in Boston, of all places, and on the worst record playlist of the night... The discharge was playing it, and the phone lines lit up. And he said, well, hold on. He called the record company, which they sent this, we cut the local version here, mm-hmm. and they sent it back east to Wand Records. And the guy at Wand Records said, hold on, I got it right here, and pulled it out of the garbage. And that's how it all started. You know, all of a sudden, we were in Boston. We were everywhere.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure you had no idea that that song was going to be so huge and pretty much, you know, define the whole band.
Oh, no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, half the people hated it, and the other half thought it was dirty lyrics.
Yeah, that's so, right. There was that whole controversy.
That worked out.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah, we used to play it, and everybody, girls would pull lyrics out of their purse, and they wouldn't look at the band. They'd be looking at their lyrics as we were playing it. I was like, what?
Isn't that crazy to think back on that with all the music coming out now?
Yeah, it really is. We got a little knock on the door, and we were back east, and we said, yeah, who's there? And they said, the FBI. I went, what? Oh, man. So we answered the door, and J. Edgar Hoover wanted to put us in prison. And he was about the most powerful man in the world at that time. And some word had gotten back to him through the church or somebody. And so they started banning the record everywhere in Boston, Indiana, and everywhere. And so we had the FBI with us for a year and a half, just at every show. And we had this song called Jolly Green Giant.
Yep.
And they used to, one company on the East Coast was suing us, and the ones on the West Coast were sending us, or the other way around, sending us cases of beans and corn and about a 15-foot plastic green giant to stand on the stage.
Wow.
And so the FBI guys who were there at every show, we got them to pass out cans of corn and beans because we couldn't throw them out to the ground.
Right.
But it was great. So the kids got some food and got to see the band at the same time.
There you go. Win-win. Yeah. Yeah, Louie Louie, I mean, that's one of those songs, even now, you put it on any time, any place, people shout the lyrics, and they're just as into it now, I think, as they were back in the 60s.
Well, we were just blessed to be there at the right time with three chords. I mean, it's about as simple as you can get.
Sure.
We went down, Dick and I went down to the Oregon game, girls basketball game last week. And as we walked into the stadium, the stadium band is playing Louie. And walked in to get our seats, and we waved at everybody. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Girls are incredible.
Are you sick of playing it?
Oh, never. I think we kind of got tired of it, you know, in the 60s. But and then we kind of smartened up, you know, one of those things.
Exactly. And you guys have a lot of hits, too. You do a cover of Money that I really like. That's a good one.
Oh, thank you. We don't even do it the same way anymore. But I think we start the show with it.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, speaking of the show, I sure am looking forward to it. Again, that is Thursday night, the Winter Dance Party at Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake. Mike, thank you so much for talking with me. It's been a blast.
You bet. You know, this is a special occasion for us because we've taken the winters off for about 30 years now, and this is the first time we've played during the winter.
Is that right?
Years.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a very special time for us. So thank you very much for inviting us back.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Mike. You have a good one.
You bet. Thank you.